Unit 11. Listening. Page 69. You will hear a radio report about women athletes at the Olympics. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences.
Today, I'm going to talk about women competitors in the modern Olympic Games. We don't see anything unusual about women participating in today's Olympics, but this wasn't always the case. In the first modern Olympics, which took place in Athens in 1896, women weren't allowed to compete. Back then, the games were totally different. Only 14 countries participated, and there were only 245 male competitors, of whom 200 were Greek. Although, as I said, women did not participate in the first games, there is an interesting story about one woman who did her best to take part. Her name was Stamata Ravithi, and in 1896 she lived in Piraeus. According to the story, just before the Olympic Games, she was running along the road to Athens when an athlete who was training for the marathon spotted her and suggested that she run the marathon too. Stamata had always been interested in long-distance running, and she decided to sign up. On the 10th of April 1896, Ravithi turned up at the village of Marathon and produced a document for the mayor to sign that showed the exact time she left the village. She arrived in Athens 5.5 hours later and asked an army officer to confirm her arrival time. However, in spite of all her efforts, this first modern Olympic marathon run by a woman was never officially recognized. In fact, the first year that women were officially allowed to run marathons was in 1984. So, as you can see, Stamata Ravithi was way ahead of her time. In the 1900 Games, which took place in Paris, women were allowed to compete in some sports. Of the 997 competitors, only 11 were women. There were only 5 sports they could compete in, including golf, sailing, and tennis. The real breakthrough for women came in the 1948 Games in London. Dutch athlete Fanny Blankers-Koen made the headlines and became famous when she won 4 gold medals, including the 100 and 200 meter sprints. In the 70s, the women's events which caught everyone's attention were the gymnastics competitions. In 1972, fans followed the success of the young Russian gymnast Olga Korbut, who won 3 gold medals at the age of 16. However, in 1976, the young gymnast from Romania, who really made Olympic history, appeared on the scene. Her name was Nadia Comăneci. At the age of 14, Nadia did the impossible. She was given full points by the judges for one of the exercises. No one had expected a gymnast ever to get the full 10 points, and because the electronic scoreboards were unable to show this, her score was reported as 1 instead of 10. Comăneci is the youngest ever all-round champion gymnast, a record which is unlikely to be broken, since the minimum age for participating has since been raised to 16. As I said earlier, the Olympic Games today are totally different from those that took place over 100 years ago in Athens. And in my opinion, one of the most important changes was the decision to allow women to participate. Women have made a tremendous contribution and added many unforgettable moments in the history of the Games. I'm sure they will continue to do so, especially as the Games are always changing to keep in step with the times.